Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. Now, you know, this is a podcast where I get an opportunity to interview people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Michelle DeVillas. She is the owner of Celestial Shoes. And you know what? Celestial Shoes provides a mobile shoe service for customers in Delaware, Maryland, South Jersey, and Southeastern Pennsylvania, which means what? You don't need to go to the mall because the mall pulls up in front of your home and you will have a shoe party for your family, your friends, your neighbors, and your church group. And guess what? Michelle is also my soror of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. Michelle, welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Wow, it's a pleasure to be here today. Yep. How are you doing today?
I've been so excited to have this interview with you because Michelle and I actually met, even though we're sorors, we actually met at a party, at a client's party. And I was so over the top in love with her purchase that I purchased two bags at the open house. I didn't ask her how much the price was. I was like, I want these. But what really piqued my interest, and I told Michelle this 2 weeks ago, were those boots. I want a pair of those shiny boots. But before we start talking about products, Michelle, take us on that journey of how Celestial Shoes came about.
Well, it all started when I was born. Growing up, I've always had like a larger size foot. By the time I was in fifth grade, I was actually wearing my mother's shoes. I was an 8 and a half by the time I was in fifth grade. So as fast forwarding, I'm a size 11, 12 now. And it was always hard for me to find shoes even growing up, you know. It was the same type of shoe, you know. When you wore larger than a 9 and a half when I was growing up, that was considered a large size foot.
Right.
So, you know, it was always the same shoe that my parents bought every year. It was the loafer, one sandal, and a sneaker. You know, so it's always looked the same. It was either black or brown, sometimes navy blue, a sandal, you know, you could get in white or brown, uh-huh. They were open toe, you know, or and the loafer. So I never really had like a real pick of shoes. It was always like the same type, the same color. So fast forward, you know, you're just figuring that's the way life is, like it or lump it. So one day I was actually going to the ball, and I always tell people this is my Cinderella story, uh-huh. But I was actually going to a ball. I had my hair done, I had the jewelry, I had everything except shoes. I could not find a pair of shoes. I even had a beautiful dress, and I could not find a pair of shoes to match that dress. So I had to settle. So then I was sitting there saying, I wish there was someone out there who catered to women who had larger mm-hmm. size feet. And all I heard was, you do it. And I said, that was my divine epiphany, you know, so to do it. So that's how it started. That's how Celestial Shoes got started. And when I got started, I catered to women who had the larger size. I did 9 on up.
Uh-huh.
And then I met some people. Well, I wear a size 5. Can you help me out or 4? I said, okay, I'll help you out. So I helped them. Then the people in between said, well, why are you discriminating? So I just said, okay, that's how Celestial Shoes was born. And it's been an experience ever since.
And that's what they say. When you find a need, you fill it.
Yeah.
And because you were living it, you know, and, you know, most women, myself included, we have more shoes than we need, but it's always nice to be able to go in and find those shoes. So I can only imagine the frustration, you know, as you were growing older and you wanted to find something. And I believe I can't remember who it was that did the same thing on the male side. They could not find sneakers to fit or shoes to fit. And it was always that specialty order. So yeah, and celestial, how ironic, you know, because it was a divine intervention for you to, you know, to create celestial shoes. Now, I want to first, you know, before we continue on, thank you so very much for attending the Helping One More Entrepreneur open house, the, you know, the mixer we had, because I know, lady, you are so busy, because in addition to celestial shoes, you're working a 9-to-5, you've got family, friends, and a lot of other things going on. And we were going to do something. And you said, you know what, I can't, because I have a pop-up in Wilmington. How are these vendoring events, you know, fitting, and how are you managing them all?
Well, you know, I always believe when there's something you want to do, something, it's like a calling, a mission, you know, you don't let things get in the way of it. A lot of people say you have to have balance in your life. I haven't found balance yet, so I don't know what the word, I don't know what balance means, you know, but I am, but then one of the things I am learning that you do have to be able to balance and juggle some things, because some things you set aside, like a lot of times we go, but we don't think about our health, you know, and I did that for years. So, you know, whatever you do, it comes back around to you sooner or later, boomerangs back around to you. So some of the things that I have to deal with now in my health, you know, because of the neglect. But, you know, the thing is, we all, thank God, we always get another chance, you know, to get it right. So now what I try to do is I try to pencil in, you know, and balance every, well, I don't want to use the word balance because it's not always a balance. But, you know, I try to get everything in, pencil things in. And then also you have to figure out, you know, what things, because sometimes we can be busy but not productive. And we can be busy being busy, but we're not being productive, we're not being effective, and we're not being efficient. And, you know, those are the words that have been kind of ringing out to me recently is, am I being productive? Am I being efficient? And am I being effective? So some things, you know, I'm looking at and saying, you know, even though I love doing this, you know, is it really effective? Should I be doing less of it? You know, so I'm going back and reworking some of the things that I'm doing in order that I can kind of reschedule and push some things around and prioritize what needs to be done.
And that's a really good attitude to have, especially as we, you know, enter this new year of 2022. We've all been balancing. We've been balancing not only our health, but balancing our activities. We're trying to find that happy medium. And like you said, you know, being busy doesn't always mean being productive. And I think oftentimes as women, we feel that we're supposed to be busy and or productive all the time. And then our health suffers. So that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. But I'm glad that you've acknowledged that, that you see that, and you're going to do something about it, because oftentimes we wait until it's too late. You know, we end up ill or on medication or in hospitalization, and even worse, because we did not stop and say, hey, you know what? I don't need to do that. I'm not going to do that. So, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, especially now as we're going into the new year. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about some of the products that you can find at Celestial Shoes. So how you can book Michelle, she can, you know, drive up, you know, you can have this girl's night out or girl's night in. You don't have to go to the mall or anything like that. So you guys, go grab yourself something to sip or snack. We'll be right back. And don't forget to find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the Linktree ID Del Blogger. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to join the $1 billion podcasting industry? If so, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is ready for you. Whether you're just starting out and have no equipment, or you are a seasoned pro but need help with production, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio has everything you need. Conveniently located in Middletown, Delaware, Blake's state-of-the-art production facilities make producing your first or 100th podcast a breeze. No matter what kind of project you have in mind, the professionals at Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio can help with your production or give you the tools to produce it on your own. At the heart of Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is award-winning blogger, vlogger, and CEO, Antoinette Blake. And her goal is simple, to help one more entrepreneur be successful. So stop making excuses and start making your podcast, audiobook, e-course, and other online dreams come true. Call Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio now. 302-261-3530. That's 302-261-3530.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises Social Media Marketing and Consulting, an award-winning blogger, vlogger, author, of course, a podcast host, professional speaker, and educator. But I love being here on Out and About with Antoinette every week on a Wednesday at 1 p.m. because I'm interviewing guests who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing positive things in their communities. And today is my soror, Michelle DeVillis, and she is the owner and operator of Celestial Shoes. And you know what? I loved your story. You know it was frustrating, but out of that frustration came this amazing opportunity for you. So the philosophy of Celestial Shoes, I actually went online and read that. I'm like, ooh, that is good. Tell us more.
Well, you know, I just feel that women should, or anyone, they shouldn't have to settle. You know, sometimes we feel like, you know, that's just the way of life. I have to do it. And like I said, me being the size 11 and 12, it was just the way of life for me. I thought all shoes had to be black, you know, brown or, you know, a sandal or a loafer. You know, I didn't know I could have anything different. So, you know, what I really love is I love catering to women. I love seeing their faces when they open their purse, their brand new purse, or try on their brand new shoes. And that's one of the things I love. I love, and to me, it's not just a business, but it's the kind of a ministry also for me, because I get to speak to women. You know, we get to talk. You know, sometimes people just need someone to talk to. They want to sit back. You know, a lot of women wear different hats and also men, but Celestial Shoes, right now we cater to women, but you know, it's sometimes you just want to sit back and relax and have somebody slip on a pair of shoes on your feet, you know, while you have your wine and cheese, or maybe while you just sit back and relax, you know. And that was one of the reasons I started the mobile shoe, because I wanted to make women feel special, you know. This is for you. You know, you don't have to go to the store and stand in line. You can sit down in your favorite chair or something, have a shoe slipped on your foot, or you can try it on yourself, or, you know, look at the purses or the scarves. You know, I just wanted women to have that choice, to know that they're special, you know, that you can enjoy yourself, you can relax a little bit. So that was really the philosophy of Celestial Shoes, is just giving that.
And you seem like you were actually before your time, because, you know, women would be running to the mall, you know, have to get this, have to get that. And now we're not running to the mall because of COVID, obviously. But now we want to really do some self-care and some self-wellness and some self-relaxation. So Celestial Shoes seems like it was created, you know, in preparation for where we are today. I mean, that's such, you know, I was thinking the other day, I mean, I went to an event and I was looking for shoes, as if I need more shoes. But anyway, I was looking for shoes and I was in the store and I'm like, oh my God, I remember the days when you would look at the shoe on the shelf and then you tell the person that you needed this in a particular size. And then he or she would go in the back, and they come back with your shoe size in the different colors, and they would sit there, you know, and they try on your shoes, and you, and those, that's gone. Those days are gone. It's like you go into and you pull them off the rack, you try them on, and you're done. But, you know, what you are offering is amazing. I mean, I love that, you know. I mean, are you originally from Delaware?
Yes.
Okay. Or, so I came from where?
Born in Wilmington.
Okay, born and raised in Wilmington. You sound like my husband. But I'm from New York, and I remember back in the 80s, we used to have the purse parties. Remember? They were so much fun. Yeah. Like you said, you're drinking wine, you're looking at purses, you're buying. I miss that. So this is like, you know, here we are. What's old is new again. So this is a great time for people to do this. Now, what, you know, you have purse. What else do you have?
We have purses, scarves, compression socks. If someone went looking for compression socks, we have compression socks also, and shoe care products. We have waterproofing that they can spray on repellent to help them keep the water from deteriorating the shoe. And also we have different orthotics too, called foot pedals, you know, to help, you know, keep your foot from sliding in the shoe. And, you know, if for ladies who like, you know, not wearing socks.
Right.
In the shoe, we have special that you can slip in and kind of take in the moisture of your foot so it doesn't go into your shoe.
And I wish people could see this, but when I do the blog post, I'm gonna add these pictures. I haven't posted these pictures that I took at the party, but you had these boots. I mean, these boots was like almost like it reminded me of, oh my God, what is that? Where it's like a what am I trying to think of? It's like it changes. It's like oh my God, you could wear them low or high or up and down. And I mean, it was amazing how you could change the style of one pair of boots.
Yeah, it's like it's 30 boots in one.
30 boots in one. Ladies, and men who love the ladies, can you imagine giving her one pair of boots that can be worn 30 different ways? This is like, it's so amazing. Like I said, I can't wait to feature the products on my blog. Michelle, this is so amazing. And, you know, like I said, I got two purses. I've been that one purse I've been wearing every day since I bought it. And the second one is in my closet. So every time I go in the closet, it's still in the bag. I look at it, pick it up, I put it back down, pick it up, put it back down. That's going to be for like next month. But I love your product. Now, before I let you go, provide us with your contact information, the website, email address, so people can learn more, not only about you, but about Celestial Shoes.
Okay. Well, Celestial Shoes, our website is www.celestialshoes.com. Our email address is info@celestialshoes.com.
Okay. Is there a telephone number we can reach you at?
Yes. Contact number is 302-722-5414.
And, you know, I love this. You can call her at 302-722-5414. And I'm going to leave the website and the link as well, because, again, I'm just thinking that this would be like a great event for the girls, the ladies' nights out. I mean, not out, ladies' nights in, you know, birthday parties, anniversaries, you know, all kinds of things, bridal boot, you know, showers. I mean, this would be so great. And especially now, you know, now we don't know what's happening with this Omicron and Delta and Zeta, Sigma Gamma Rho and everybody else with this COVID. So we don't know how long we're going to be in lockdown. So this would be great to get on the calendar. Now, you've done some pop-up events in Wilmington. Where have you gone, and are you have some schedule coming up in the spring?
Right now the schedule hasn't been put out yet as far as the places that we're going to this year, but we are going to make it public soon.
Great. Awesome. Yeah. So as soon as you get that information, make sure you shoot it over to me so I can get that out to the listeners and to the readers of Del Blogger. Michelle, thank you. I mean, I've been looking forward to this interview for the longest time. I'm so glad that I was able to meet you and have you here on the show. And before I let you go, do you have any last words for us?
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. Also, I just want the ladies to know that we also do sizing. So we have the Brannick. You remember back in the day, the Brannick devices where you put your foot inside there. You can also size your foot. We do weddings as far as for the whole bridal party.
Good.
We have dyeable shoes. So if there's a certain color that the dresses, the bridal dresses are, we can dye the shoes to that color with swatches. And also we go into assisted living homes. So if you have anyone who's in an assisted living home or homebound, can't get out, we actually go to them too. We want everybody to feel special, you know, just because they can't get out anymore, you know, it doesn't mean that they're not special and don't deserve to have fun and have choice too.
I love that. Yeah, to be able to just get out, you know, get to the assisted living homes, make the ladies feel special. And yeah, I remember the wedding with the dyeable shoes. That was like so popular, you know, like, oh, I got to get the same color shoe as the dresses of the bridesmaids, you know. So that is so cool. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And again, give her a call at 302-722-5414 if you want to learn more about or schedule, you know, that party bus to show up. I mean, you'd be the envy of your neighborhood. Like, oh my God, this Celestial Shoes is in the house.
Yes.
Michelle, thank you so very much. I'm wishing you continued success. You know, God bless you with your mission and your vision, because this is amazing. Celestial Shoes. Yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette, because every week I have the privilege and the honor of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who is doing some great things in their communities. And what could not be better to have that Celestial Shoes van roll up in your neighborhood? And if you'd like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget to find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog and my vlog, using the Linktree ID Del Blogger. And guess what? I am now on TikTok. Yeah, I knew I didn't want to do it, but I'm there. But you won't see me dancing. You'll just see me put my food out there. So thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for listening. And please share this podcast link with your family, your friend, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, AKA the Delaware Blogger, wishing you and yours a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.